One sultry afternoon, on his way home from the menagerie, he went to the Colosseum and bribed his way into the cellars where the wild beasts were kept. He passed down flights of stone steps into a foul-smelling, dark warren of cave-like, cage-fronted compartments directly under the arena. This place fascinated and yet repelled him. Here were gathered animals that had been brought from all corners of the Roman Empire and even beyond to take part in Caesar's games and processions. There were so many creatures of such strange and wondrous shapes, although the conditions they were kept in distressed him, Julius could never have enough of seeing them. Great bears, both brown and black, that rose threateningly on their hind quarters. Leopards glaring at him with their angry yellow eyes. Lions prowling their cages with hungry saliva dripping from their great jaws. Hyenas, stinking, ugly little beasts. Not so impressive until you had seen them working as a pack, pull a man down and rend him into fragments, and then eat the fragments. Elephants, whose huge feet could crush the life out of a man, whose trunk could pick him up, raise him high and dash him to the ground. But it was seldom that these gentle giants lost their tempers and attacked. But the tigers were the best, the fiercest, the most fearless, the most beautiful. Julius went to the circus, in the cheapest seats, close under the canopy where it was hottest, as often as he could and watched the shows. Some of what he saw disturbed him deeply, but he never showed it or spoke of it. To do so would have been to expose himself as a weakling. Even Roman women had little squeamishness about the bloodletting in the arena.